上个星期我们谈到失去了的珍宝。
So last week we talked about the lost treasures.
因为古代的圣徒啊，看神的话命令，好像是珍宝一样。
Because the apostles, the disciples back then, they looked at the truth as a lost treasure.
啊，神的珍宝也就是神赏赐给我们的。
And so this true treasure is what God also has given to us.
在古时候，神把十条诫命啊赏赐给以色列人。
In ancient times, God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
啊，其中之一呢，就是包括安息日。
Among them was the Holy Sabbath.
在主耶稣的时代，以及他的跟随者啊，都一直遵守着安息日。
And so, in the time of Jesus Christ and all of his followers, they continued to keep the Sabbath.
可惜啊，因为异端的侵入。
But sadly, because of the infiltration of heresies,
所以人们渐渐地妥协他们的信仰。
And so man's faith slowly compromised.
啊，跟当时罗马帝国的人民啊，他们所敬拜的太阳神就混合在一起，从安息日啊，星期六啊，就改为说星期日。
And then it slowly got mixed in with the sun god of the Roman Empire.And then slowly, Sabbath became. They started worshiping on Sunday.
啊，珍宝慢慢的失去了。
And then this treasure, they started to lose it slowly.
虽然当时还有人在守安息日。
And even though at that time people were still keeping, there were some people keeping the Sabbath.
但是因为遇到政治的逼迫。
But because they ran into political, persecution.
真正在守安息日的信徒呢，越来越少了。
Then those who kept the Sabbath, the numbers grew smaller and smaller.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
But thanks to the guidance of God,
大概在100年前,
about 100 years ago,
神藉着圣灵再重新建立他的真教会,
that God used His Holy Spirit to once again establish His true church,
再重新寻回珍宝,
to once again find this lost treasure,
重新回到守安息日,
to once again return to worshiping on the Sabbath.
在主耶稣的时代,
in the time of Jesus,
主耶稣升天以前, 他也应许要赏赐圣灵给人们。
Before Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he promised that he would give the Holy Spirit down to man.
当时呢，真的圣灵就按着以前旧约时代先知所预言的圣灵降下来。
And so at that time, it was the Holy Spirit that was prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament.
他们得到宝贵应许的圣灵。
And they received this precious promised Holy Spirit.
凭着这个应许啊，到处建立教会。
And according to this promise, they went and they established churches in everywhere they went.
这个应许让他们在患难当中仍然能够保持着喜乐的心。
And so this promise allows them that no matter what circumstances they were under, to maintain a joyful heart.
凭这个应许，他们所有的信徒虽然来自各种不同的种族背景、各种不同的家庭背景，但是他们仍然能够合而为一。
And then, according to this promise, even though they were of all different cultures and all different backgrounds, they were able to come together and become one.
啊，可惜因为当时异教的侵入，异端的侵入。
But sadly, because there were heresies and false teachings in the church.
啊，圣灵呢，慢慢的离开的。
And the Holy Spirit slowly departed.
啊，虽然有人仍然主张要追求灵恩。
And so, even though there were a few people here and there who wanted to pursue after godliness.
可惜因为道理不纯正
But because the truth was not perfect,
圣灵仍然没有回来
The Holy Spirit did not return.
一直到约一百年前
All the way until 100 years ago,
圣灵重新降下
The Holy Spirit came down once again.
我们再重新得到宝贵的应许的圣灵
And then we once again received this precious promised Holy Spirit.
重新建立真教会
And then once again the true church was established.
恢复像使徒时代一样的圣灵恢复到使徒时代一样的真理
And we returned back to the Holy Spirit that came down in the apostolic times. And we returned back to the truth that was there at the apostolic times.
当然我们作为真教会信徒的一份子。
And then so one of our jobs as in the true church.
我们都很愿意啊把这个真理啊再传给别人。
We are very willing to go and preach this gospel to other people.
我们已经重新寻回珍宝。
Because we have already found this lost treasure again.
我们愿意跟别人来分享。
And we want to share it with other people.
但是问题是，我们怎么能去分享？我们要了解我们所相信的。
But in order for us to share, we must understand what it is that we believe in.
今天很多信徒就是因为有热心，也是想分享，但是呢，不知道如何说明。
And so today we have many members who are very fervent and who want to go and preach, but they do not understand.
有的时候对我们所相信的不能够跟别人说得明白说得清楚。
And sometimes what we believe in, we cannot clearly explain it to other people.
虽然是有热心呢。
Even though we may have the heart.
所以这是一个很可惜的事情。
And so this is something that is very pitiable.
因此早上我们再一次来学习有关圣灵的真理。
And so today, again, we're going to talk about, the truth concerning the Holy Spirit.
当然有些人呢很反对圣灵。
And then, of course, there are some people who are very against the Holy Spirit.
人家不明白。
Because they do not understand it.
有些人相信。
Some people believe it.
使徒时代所领受圣灵只是一个历史的事件。
And then some people say that the Holy Spirit that the apostolic, church received was only a historical event.
因为使徒时代呢，使徒行传才记载三次有关于圣灵说方言的事情。
Because in the, book of Acts, it only records three times about how they spoke in tongues.
那有的人说。
And then some people say,
说方言只是一个恩赐。
Some people say speaking in tongues is just a spiritual gift.
可以有也可以没有。
You could or could not have it.
因为它跟得救没有关系。
Because it doesn't have anything to do with salvation.
那有的人说。
And then some other people say,
信耶稣的时候就有圣灵。
That when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit.
所以这些说法我们到底要怎么去说明？
So how do we go and explain these different ideas?
这些说法可能也不是完全不正确。
And so perhaps some of these, some of the things that they say are not completely wrong.
所以有些时候我们一听到某些信息，
And so sometimes when we hear certain news,
我们就马上反对。
That we go completely against it.
其实我们要了解我们所相信的。
But what we need to do is understand what we believe in.
才能够分辨别人所说的到底是对，到底是错，对多少，错多少。
So that we can go and discern what is right and what is wrong, and how much is right and how much is wrong.
所以我们现在来开始谈圣灵。
And so now we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要有一个共同的共识啊，共同的了解。
But we first need to have a common understanding.
啊，神的灵就是圣灵。
That God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以我们就称神的灵为圣灵。
And so we call God's Spirit the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们说我们有神的灵，我们有圣灵，那就是神的灵。
And so when we say that we have, God's Spirit, then we have His Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵是良善的。
Because God's Spirit is a good spirit.
啊，圣灵是帮助我们的。
And then His Spirit is to help us.
啊，圣灵使我们有智慧。
The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom.
圣灵使旧约时代的人有智慧。
The Holy Spirit gave those in the Old Testament wisdom.
圣灵使旧约时代的人有能力。
The Holy Spirit gave those in the Old Testament times power.
所以圣灵本身是善良的。
And so the Holy Spirit is, good.
因为神是美善的。
Because God is good.
所以神的灵就是等于圣灵。
And so God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
这是我们第一个有一个共同的了解。那基于这个了解，我们再往下来探讨。
And so first we need to have this common understanding, and then we will continue to discuss.
是不是所有人类都有圣灵？
So do all men have the Holy Spirit?
我们刚刚讲过，圣灵就是神的灵。
And so we said that God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们谈到圣灵的时候，
So when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
我这个小写啊，我刻意的用小写。
And then so I wrote it here, Holy Spirit, lowercase.
啊，就是可能跟现在我们所了解的圣灵啊有一点区别。
Because, so that this is a little different from the holy understanding of the Holy Spirit that we have right now.
我们现在所谓的圣灵一般都是用大写啊 ，Holy Spirit 用大写。
And usually right now when we write Holy Spirit, we will write it in, capital letters.
那我可以用小写来分别我们今天所了解的圣灵，今天我们在所谈论的圣灵。
But I purposely wrote, the Holy Spirit here in lowercase so that we can talk about, this separate Holy Spirit.
还是今天我们所领受应许的圣灵。分别
to be separate from the promised Holy Spirit that we receive today.
我们请看创世纪。
Let us look at the book of Genesis.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
因为这是有顺序的，所以我们在学习的时候一定按这个顺序来。
And so there is an order, and so we must learn according to this order.
也是按照这个顺序来了解。
And then we must understand according to this order.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7。
主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
我们都知道神用尘土来造人。
And so we all know that God used the dirt to create man.
啊，不但是这样子，还将生气啊吹在人的鼻孔里。
But not only this, he also blew the breath of life into this man.
那这个生气啊，在原来就是灵啊，就是灵。
And so, original in the original text, this word breath it means spirit.
所以换句话说，神用尘土来造人。
And so, in other words, God used this dust to create man.
假如是到此就结束的话，那人就像泥土，就像一个洋娃娃一样。
And so, if this was the end of it, then man would just be out of dust, and he would be just like a doll.
那不会有思考的能力。
There would be no ability to think.
没有感觉。
There would be no feeling.
因为它像一个瓷器的东西。
Because it would be like a porcelain object.
所以神在将生气吹在人的鼻孔里。
And so God blew this breath of life into this man.
那换句话说，神把他灵啊，把他灵赏赐给我们人类。
And in other words, that means that God gave His Spirit to mankind.
我们人就是按照他的形象跟样式所造的。
And so man was created according to God's image.
因为人就是没有神的灵，就不能够跟神沟通。
Because if man did not have God's Spirit, they cannot communicate with God.
圣经说神是灵。
And the Bible says that God is Spirit.
那不同类的话是不能够沟通的。
And so if we are of different species, then we cannot communicate.
好像城市的语言呢，就是不同的语言呢，是不能够沟通。
Just like those who speak different languages, it's very difficult to communicate.
所以神就要将生气，将他的灵啊，吹在我们的鼻孔里，我们就成为有灵的活人。
And so God blew this breath of man into his nostril, and then we became living beings.
所以人的内心有神的灵。
And so inside of man, there is God's spirit.
那我们刚才已经讲过，神的灵就是圣灵。
And then just now we said that the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
所以人的内心有没有圣灵？有。
And so is there the Holy Spirit inside of man's heart? Yes, there is.
我们再请看箴言。
And then let us look at Proverbs.
二十章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
箴言二十章二十七节。
Proverbs 20:27.
箴言二十章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
人的灵是神的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
27. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
人的灵是从哪里来的？
Where does man's spirit come from?
因为人是被造的。
Because man was created.
人不会主动有产生灵，人不会主动自己有灵的。
Man will not all of a sudden just create its own spirit.
所以这个灵从哪里来
？So where did the spirit come from?
这个灵当然是神所赐的。
Of course, the spirit is given to us by God.
所以人的内心有神的灵。
And so in man's heart there is God's spirit.
神的灵就是圣灵。
And God's spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以人的内心有圣灵。
And so in the hearts of man there is God's spirit.
那叫做什么呢？
What does the Spirit do?
说鉴察人的心腹。
It says that it searches all the inner depths of his heart.
用我们一般的术语来说，就是良心。
In other, more colloquially, we will say that it is our conscience.
所以人的有良心。
And so everybody has a conscience.
我们能够分辨是非。
So that we know what is right and wrong.
所以我们今天的道德标准就是根据人的良心，一个一般大众的良心来制定一个道德标准。
And so we often use our conscience to create a moral standard for ourselves in our lives.
那我们再请看传道书。
And then we look at the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
传道书十二章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
尘土能归于地，灵能归于是灵的神。
Verse 7. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
说这个是要形容人离开世间以后，会产生怎么样的情形。
And so this tells us what will happen after man departs from this world.
当人离世的时候。
That when man passes away.
因为我们是尘土造的。
Because we were created from the dust.
所以我们能要归于尘土。
And so our bodies will return to the dust.
因为已经没有灵了。
Because the spirit is no more.
没有魂。
The soul is no more.
因为只剩下一个躯体。
All that is left is a corpse.
可是灵要回到是灵的神。
But then the spirit will return to God.
主再次证明人内心的灵呢是从神来的。
So this once again proves that the spirit came from God.
那我们请记住，神是良善的。
And then we must remember that God is good.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以他的灵当然是圣洁的，是良善的。
And so His spirit is good and holy.
在尼希米记也记载良善的灵。
In the book of Nehemiah, it records about this good spirit.
所以人的内心呢，本来就是有圣灵，神的灵。
And so in man's heart, originally there is already God's spirit.
再请看《传道书》第三章。
And then we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3,
11节
verse 11.
三章十一节
chapter 3, verse 11.
第三章十一节
chapter 3, verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人的心里。
Verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time, also He has put eternity in their hearts.
说神将永生安置在人的内心呢
？So it says that He has put eternity into man's hearts.
永生是属于神的，因为神是永远的、永恒的。
And eternity refers to God's because God is eternal. He is everlasting.
那我们是按照神的形象和样式造的。
And then we are created in the image of God.
说神也将永生放在我们的内心。
So God also puts eternity into our hearts.
说神也将他的灵呢放在我们内心。
And so He also puts His Spirit into our hearts.
所以在起初刚神创造天地万物神创造人的时候
And so when God originally created the world and created all the animals and man
人是有神的灵也就是有圣灵
Man had God's spirit which is the Holy Spirit
可是好景不长啊是不是经常这样子呢
But then is it always like this
人是不是经常有神的灵有圣灵
Do we always have God's spirit with us
我们请看创世纪
We look at Genesis
第六章第三节
Chapter 6, verse 3
创世纪六章第三节
Genesis chapter 6, verse 3
六章第三节
Chapter 6, verse 3
主说、啊、人既然属乎血气我的灵就永、啊、不永远住在他里面然而他的日子还隔到120年
Verse 3, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
啊，为什么呢？第五节。
And why? Verse 5.
因为神呢、啊，看见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的都是恶。
Verse 5, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
我们刚提到神的灵是良善的。
We just now said that God's spirit is good.
神的灵是圣洁的。
And God's spirit is holy.
那圣洁的灵跟邪恶的灵啊，这个恶是不能够相混在一起的。
And so a good spirit and an evil spirit cannot coexist.
那善恶不能够妥协。
And because good and bad, evil, cannot be compromised.
So they could not interact with one another.
So they could not interact with one another.
那本来人的心呢，有神的灵。
And originally, in God's heart, there was, in man's heart, there was God's spirit.
可是因为人所思想的都是恶。
But because everything that man was thinking about was evil.
啊，自从亚当受着犯罪以来啊。
And ever since Adam sinned,
人的心呢，就受到魔鬼的控制。
Then man's heart was controlled by Satan.
我们看当时啊，魔鬼说啊，善恶树上果子可以吃，不一定会死啊。
We see that Satan told man that you can eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will not surely die.
说他要改变人的心对神话语的想法。
And so he wanted to change how man thinks towards God.
把它 twist， 把它改变更改。
And he wants to twist the way that we think.
所以人的心呢、啊，就越来越恶。就受到魔鬼的辖制。
And so man's heart became more and more evil, and it was seduced by Satan.
所以人的内心本来是良善的，因为有神的灵。
And so man's spirit originally was good because it was God's spirit.
人的良心本来是很干净的。
And man's conscience originally was very clear.
可是后来啊，就越变越坏。
But then it slowly got worse and worse.
被世界之神呢，就弄瞎了眼睛啊。
Because the god of this world slowly blinded our eyes.
人的心呢，就好像蒙上一层油。
And then man's hearts seem to be covered with a layer of oil.
就看不清楚了，良心就不干净了。
So that it could no longer see properly, and its conscience was no longer clear.
现在这个时代更是这样子。
And in today's world, it is even more so.
那这里第三节哈。
Here in verse 3,
主说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。”
He says, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, and it will not be with him forever."
那圣经说啊，是。英文是说 strive， 我就不永远再跟他相争了，不再争了。
And so in the English it says that you will not strive with him forever.
那人有些时候良心会发现，你会自责，良心自责，我们叫良心自责。
And so sometimes when we do wrong, then our conscience will prick us.
杀人的人会不会良心自责？也会呀。
And those who the murderers will their conscience bug them? Yes, it will.
那杀人的人为什么？他会说谎话，因为他怕被制裁啊，他怕被关进监牢里，所以他不得已要说谎话。
And so why is it that a murderer will lie? He will lie because he is afraid of being put in jail.
那有个杀人犯呢，他被判罪以后
，So there was a murderer who after he was sentenced，
他甘愿啊，甘愿接受法律制裁，而且呢，他告诉法官说，赶快用电刑啊，把我电死啊。
And
this man
very willingly accepted his punishment, and he told the court, he said, "Please just hurry up and put me in the electric chair."
因为良心呢、啊、一直责备他。
Because his conscience continued to rebuke him.
所以他宁可死亡了。
And so he would rather die.
所以坏人也是有时候也是说良心会自责。
And so even bad people will have their conscience rebuke them.
那这个就是在里头相争。
And so this will create internal conflict.
那假如人一直有良心，发现良心相争的话，他以后会越变越好啊。
And so if we always have this internal conflict, then we will become better.
但是呢
，But
不是经常这样子的。
It is often not so.
所以神就任凭人们。
And so
give up.
And so God gave up on man.
所以圣经经常说，神就任凭啊，他们想要做什么就任凭他们去做。
And so God just let them do whatever they wanted to do.
因为在罗马书第一章里头连续记载三次，神任凭，神任凭。
And so especially in Romans chapter 1, it says it three times that God gave them up.
神是爱人类的。
God loves mankind.
没错，神是慈悲的神。
And it is not wrong to say that God is a merciful God.
神以前在旧约时代，从早上起床啊，从早起来就派遣他的先知啊，去传警告。
And so from in the Old Testament, God from the very beginning, he already started to send prophets.
只要太阳一出来,
Once the sun came up,
就开始传警告, 传到日落。
Then they started preaching the warning until the sun set.
因为当时没有路光啊, 没有路上没有电灯啊。
Because at that time, there were no street lamps.
没有路灯啊, 所以他们晚上不能够走路啊。
There's no street lamps, so they cannot walk at night.
要是现在还有灯光的话，晚上还有灯光啊，他们也是一样，晚上在传警告。
And so if it was like today, where there are street lamps, then perhaps they are still preaching at night.
好像我们晚上还有晚间聚会一样啊。
Just like we have evening service.
所以也就是一天24小时在传警告。
And which means that 24 hours a day they are preaching this warning.
神有没有爱人类？有。
Does God love mankind? Yes, He does.
但是人啊不听。
But God does not listen.
Or man
does not listen. 不听
神只好放弃。
Since man does not listen, then God will give them up.
所以就任凭他们。
And so he gave them up.
那这边说不永远，不永远的意思就是暂时的。
And so it says that he will not strive with man forever. So, if it is not forever, then it is temporary.
所以神有些时候会暂时的住在某一个人的内心呢。
And so God will sometimes temporarily dwell in somebody's heart.
神可能要那个人去传警告。
So perhaps God wants that man to go and preach this warning.
神可能要让那一个人去完成神所要他去做的事情。
Perhaps God will use this man to fulfill the task that God wants him to fulfill.
所以就暂时啊住在他的内心呢。
And so for a temporary time, he will dwell in his heart.
因为圣经说不永远住在人类里头。
Because God says that he will not forever strive with them.
所以从此以后啊，神的灵啊就慢慢远离。
And so from that point, then the spirit of man, spirit of God was further from man.
因为人心呢已经被魔鬼所控制。
Because man's heart is already controlled by Satan.
可是呢，神是慈悲的。
But God is merciful.
所以有个转折点呢。
So there is a turning point.
这个转折点是什么
？What is this turning point?
神不放弃人类。
But God no longer gave up on man.
是人呢放弃神。
It is that man has given up on God.
神永远不放弃我们。
God will never give up on us.
我们就再怎么样失败，再怎么样的潦倒。
No matter how much we fall or fail.
神仍然有办法来帮助我们。
That God will have a way to help us.
因为他是爱我们的。
Because He loves us.
他爱人就爱到底。
He loves us to the end.
人离开神。
That man has left God.
神从来没有离开人。
But God has never left man.
所以我们对神有信心呢。
And so we have to have faith towards God.
啊，虽然人的内心所想的都是恶。
Even though that all the thoughts of man are evil.
就到今天仍然是一样子。
Even until today, it is all the same.
啊，加州有一个法案呢。
And there's a judge in California.
啊，叫 AB1266 法案。AB1266 法案，不晓得大家知不知道。
And it is court.
AB 啊，一二六六。
AB1266
的洗手间法案。
A
洗手间法案，大家听过没有？洗手间的那个厕所洗手间的法案。
And it's a bathroom judge.
这个 restroom act 呀。
It's a restroom act.
那个洗手间法案，我们现在公共厕所是男女分开。
And so right now the public bathrooms are all split, male and female.
男生就进入男生的厕所，女生进入女生厕所。
Males will go into male bathrooms, and girls will go into girl bathrooms.
可是有的人体验现在这样子不行啊。假如是男生，他觉得我有女生的倾向，我就可以进入女生厕所。
But now there is a law saying that because some people feel that this is not right, because they feel that if I consider myself of the opposite gender, then I should be able to go to the other bathroom.
穿裙子的女生，她只要是认为说，哎，我有男生的倾向，我应该要进入男生厕所，她可以进入男生厕所。
If a girl who is wearing a dress wants feels and identifies with the male gender, then they can say that I want to go to the male bathroom.
大家有没有听过？
Have you heard about this?
现在时代就是这样子。
This is what our society is like today.
所以人生所想的，神真是想不通，你们在想什么？
And then, so what man is thinking about, God cannot understand.
但是神仍然设计救恩，要拯救人的。
But God gave salvation so that man could be saved.
要脱离魔鬼的辖制。
To be brought away from the control of Satan.
所以神要怎么做呢？
And so, what is God going to do?
第一个。
First.
我们请看以西结书。
Let's look at Ezekiel.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
以西结书十一章。十九节。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19.
以西结书十一章十九节。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19.
我要使他们有合一的心，也要将心灵啊，请注意哦，我要将心灵啊放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中除掉实心，赐给他们肉心。
Verse 19, Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh.
有个新的心，那就是表示着有一个旧的心，对不对？
So there's a new heart, which means there must be an old heart.
有新，那就表示旧的要把它拿掉，新的才有用啊。
If there is an old, then there must be an, if there is a new, then the old must be taken out so that the new can be used.
那这节又有两个名词是对比的。实心跟肉心。
And so here there are two nouns as a comparison. One is a stony heart, the other is a heart of flesh.
所以实心啊，石头不会有反应的。
And so a stony heart, it will not have any reaction.
因为神一直要人类改变，变得更好。
Because God continuously wants man, to better themselves.
像他一样良善圣洁。
To be holy and separated like he is.
可是没办法。
But it is impossible.
因为神一直在呼叫人类来改变。
Because God continuously calls man to change.
一直在呼喊人类要归向神。
He continues to call them to change and to turn back to God.
但圣经说啊，没有一个人回应啊，没有一个人回答。
But there is not one reply. There is not one sound.
大家都不理会。
Nobody is paying attention.
所以心啊，像石头一样，没有生命，不会反应的。
And so the heart is like a heart of stone. There is no reaction.
可是神爱人类怎么爱呢？
But how much did God love man?
要赏赐一个新的灵啊，放在人的心里。
He wants to give man a new spirit.
然后呢，就能够变成肉心呢。
And then it can become a heart of flesh.
肉心就是有反应啊。
And a heart of flesh will have a reaction.
因为你打它的话，它会痛啊。
If you punch it, it will hurt.
它就会有反应的。
It will have a reaction.
叫他，他会回应的。
If you call them, then they will answer.
所以以前旧时代啊，在旧约时代呢， 的人民的信仰是旧灵。
And so in the Old Testament times, it was the old spirit.
也就是败坏的。
It was the corrupted spirit.
像石头的心一样。
It is like a stony heart.
可是现在情况改变了。
But now the conditions have changed.
因为神要放一个新的心在人的心里。
Because God wants to put a new spirit within them.
因为只有这样子才能够改变人。
Because only in this way can man's heart be changed.
那神在应许啊，在借着先知的应许来加强他那计划。
And then God also used the prophets to emphasize his point.
啊，请看约珥书。
Let us look at the book of Joel.
约珥书第二章二十八节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
旧约圣经小先知书何西阿书的后边约珥书。
And we'll look at the book of Joel. It's the book after Hosea.
约珥书第二章二十八节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡要血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。
Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
神在强调他以前所讲的话。
And so God is emphasizing the words which he has spoken before.
以前讲说我要把心灵放在人的内心呢。
And then what God said before is that he wants to put a new spirit within man.
啊，现在借着约珥先知在重复。
And then here in the book of Joel, it is repeating it again.
说以后。
It says afterwards.
以后是什么时候不知道啊。
When is afterward? We don't know yet.
对当时的人来说啊，不知道。
At that time, they did not know.
但神就说以后要将我的灵啊浇灌，用浇灌的。
But what God says is that afterward I will pour out, and he uses the verb pour.
那浇灌就表示很丰盛
，and which means that it is very abundant.
叫灵的充满
，and to be very filled with the Spirit.
要浇灌凡有血气的
，and then to be it will fill those with life.
凡是人类都可以享受得到
，and all of mankind can enjoy this.
那只要是有人拒绝的话，那就他的事情啊。
And if anybody rejects it, then it is his choice.
那神已经说我要把我的灵浇灌凡有血气的
，because God has already said that he wants to pour out his Spirit on all men.
所以神对每一个人是很公平的
，and so God is very very fair to everyone.
那拒绝的人，那将来他要承受。
And those who reject it, they will have to bear the consequences.
那主耶稣啊，他也曾经的预告。
And then Jesus once also forecasted.
啊，请看约翰福音。
Let us look at the book of John.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日、啊、就是最大之日、啊、因为那时候有很多人、啊、那是犹太人最大的节期。
And so this was the greatest feast, so there were a lot of people there.
所以主耶稣就站着高声说、啊、人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。三十八节。
And 38.
那信我的人、啊、这边说信要相信，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39.
耶稣说这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵，说的那个时候呢，还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Verse 37, on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive.For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because God was not, Jesus was not yet glorified.
So, 主耶稣在节期的最大之日，他自己宣告。
And so, on this last day of the feast, Jesus Christ Himself proclaimed.
说以后要圣灵降临。
He says that the Holy Spirit will come down.
他大声的宣告。
And he proclaimed it aloud.
然后他要升天以前呢，再重复一次。
And then before he ascended into heaven, he repeated it one more time.
啊，请看路加福音二十四章。
Look at Luke chapter 24.
四十九节。
Verse 49.
路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的父所应许在旧约时代所应许的降在你们身上。你们要在城里等候，是指的耶路撒冷城等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
Verse 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
那这一段是跟使徒行传的第一章第四节跟第五节一样的记载呀。
And so this is recorded as the same in Acts chapter 1 verses 4 and 5.
啊，这是主耶稣在重复神的应许。
And so Jesus Christ is reiterating God's promise.
那时候呢，主耶稣的门徒，就是主耶稣自己的门徒呢，跟随他的门徒，在他旁边的门徒。
And so even the disciples who were with Jesus at that time, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
因为这个灵呢，这个圣灵是新的灵啊。
Because this Holy Spirit is a new spirit.
这个圣灵就指着现在我们新约时代的应许的圣灵。
And this spirit is referring to the Holy Spirit which we have today.
那这个圣灵就必须要用大写的啊，英文的话叫大写的。
And so this Holy Spirit it must be capitalized.
也是专指的应许的圣灵。
Because it's the Holy Spirit.
这个是新灵。
This is the new spirit.
所以可见在旧约时代的人们都还没有领受到这个新灵。
And so in the Old Testament times, none of them had received this new spirit.
就是主耶稣的门徒也一样。
Even Jesus' disciples had not yet received this new spirit.
因为主耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And because Jesus Christ had not yet been glorified.
什么叫得着荣耀？他升天啊，得到荣耀。
What does it mean to be glorified? It means he has not ascended into heaven yet.
啊，现在升天以后。
And then we look at after he has descended, ascended into heaven.
门徒真的按照主耶稣的吩咐哈，在城里祷告等候。
That the apostles waited in the city and prayed.
这边到了五旬节时候啊，响声就响了。
And then when it came to the time of Pentecost, then the time came.
响声响了。
And then the alarm rang.
要出现主耶稣大声宣告，主耶稣啊大声宣告过，所以这个时候呢，也必须要响声，很响了，响得很，让大家都听得到。
And then so Jesus said that at this time the it will ring very loudly.
神的应许就要成就了。
Then God's promise will be fulfilled.
主耶稣的宣告就要成就了。
Then God's promise then
主耶稣的宣告要成就了。
And His proclamation will be fulfilled.
所以天上会响声下来。
And so there will be a sound coming from heaven.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
We look at Acts chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Verse 3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四
，verse four，
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才来说起别国的话。
Verse one， when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And verse two， then suddenly there came from a sound from heaven, as rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse three。Then they appeared to them, divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
我们看到五旬节圣灵降临。
We see here on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit descended.
那五旬节就是旧约时代啊，神所设定的七个节期之一啊。
And the Pentecost was one of the feasts that God had them established in the Old Testament times.
所以可见旧约时代的七个节期啊，都是有神的救赎的计划。
And so out of all of the seven feasts, they all have part in God's salvation plan.
跟新约时代我们今天神的计划是互相对应的。
And it lines up with the salvation that we have today.
神选定在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
And God chose the Pentecost for the time for the Holy Spirit to come down.
然后他们就说起别国话来，就说起方言。
And they started speaking in other tongues.
啊，那说起方言这个事情呢
？And then so speaking in other tongues.
所有的基督教会的朋友都认为对的，这是正确的。
And then all the other denominations they also agree that this is right.
没有人反对。说些别国的话呢，就是指着啊英文啊，指着葡萄牙文啊，指着西班牙文啊，没有人认为这样子的。
Oh, and nobody will go against you if you try to preach in different languages.
啊，他们是讲了神国的语言，这是对的。
And they say that this is the language of God, that that this is correct.
在二十世纪初的时候
at the beginning of the 20th century,
有一位神学的教授啊，告诉他的学生哈。说你们从使徒行传来查考哈，说圣灵领受圣灵的证据是什么
？And so there was a theology professor who asked his students, to find what is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit from the book of Acts.
那时候圣灵没有降下来呀。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit had not returned.
他的学生们也没有能领受圣灵。
And none of his students had received the Holy Spirit.
那位学生要做功课啊。
But then these students, they need to do their homework.
所以很多人都很认真的在查考。
And so some of them were very earnestly studying.
结果他们的结论是什么？
And so what was their conclusion?
领受圣灵的唯一凭据就是说方言。
And they said that the one evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
所以说方言是领受圣灵唯一的凭据，不是我们真教会、真耶稣教会说的。
And so speaking in tongues as the only evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is not only something that the true Jesus Church says.
以前的人就讲过了。
People before already said this.
因为是按照圣经说的。
Because it is what is according to the Bible.
好，那彼得呢？
And then for Peter.
彼得在证实啊，十四节。
And then Peter in verse 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
说这正是先知约珥所说的。
And he says, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
好，再来看三十三节。
And we read verse 33.
三十三
，33。
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，这是应许的圣灵。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit,
就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
He poured out this which you now see and hear.
好，那第一个我们强调，浇灌就是这个浇灌这两个字，就跟圣旧约时代哈神借着约珥先知所预言的浇灌是一样的。
And so here again, it says pour out, just as was said in the book of Joel, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out.
浇灌就是水，浇灌就是很充满的意思，很充沛。
Pour out, you pour out water, you pour out very abundantly.
还有呢，所看见、所听见的。
And then it says that which you see and hear.
所以灵言、方言可以被看得到，可以被听得见。
And so the Holy Spirit can be seen and heard.
这是当时彼得他们对旧约时代的了解。
And so this is what.Peter told those who had the Old Testament understanding.
也是因为圣灵的降临，所以圣灵就打开他们的心能够明白以前主耶稣所说过的话，以前神借着先知所预言的。
And then because the Holy Spirit opened their hearts, then they are able to understand what Peter is talking about and what the prophet was saying.
好，那领受圣灵的凭据就是说方言。
And so receiving, speaking in tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
We look at Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
，Acts chapter 10，
四十六节
，verse 46，
啊，四十从四十四节看
，we'll read from verse 44。
使徒行传第十章的四十四节
，and Acts chapter 10 verse 44。
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。四十五节
，verse 45。
那些奉哥尼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人的身上，就多稀奇。那为什么知道他们有圣灵的恩赐，他们得到圣灵呢
？And so, how come they knew that they received the Holy Spirit？
四十六节
，verse 46。
因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
For they heard them speak, and for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
假如圣灵啊，假如领受圣灵，领受应许的圣灵是静静的在人的心里。
And so, if receiving the Holy Spirit was quiet in man's heart,
好像有人说啊，我信的时候叫做圣灵啊。
And like some people say, they say that when they received, when they believed in Jesus Christ, they received the Holy Spirit.
我们现在开始讲的圣灵就是应许的圣灵啊。
And so now we are talking about the promised Holy Spirit.
那怎么知道的
？How do we know？
啊，看不出来啊。
We cannot tell.
有的非基督徒，他也可以说我有圣灵啊，那怎么去证明呢
？Some non-Christians can say that they also have the Holy Spirit. How can we prove it?
他们也有很多爱心呢。
And they also have a lot of love.
啊，怎么去证明
？How do we prove?
啊，佛教徒也是很多爱心的。
And then Buddhists, they also have a lot of love.
那怎么去证明他有圣灵，有没有圣灵
？How can we prove whether or not they have the Holy Spirit?
很难证明啊。
It's very difficult to prove.
说神赏赐给我们一个证据。
And so God gave us an evidence.
这个证据就是说方言。
The evidence is speaking in tongues.
要说出来啊。
We have to speak it out.
说出来以后，彼得他们就听见，看见。
And so after we speak it out, then Peter he could see it.
就好像《使徒行传》第二章那边所说的。
Just like it said in Acts chapter 1.
啊，风吹。
Acts chapter 2, it says that there's the wind that blew.
树叶摇动，我们就知道。有风产生了。
When the wind blows, then we can see it because the trees move.
如同火焰降在每一个人的身上，舌头如同火焰。
And then their tongues were like fire that descended upon them.
舌头跳动卷舌。
their tongues jumped and spoke in tongues.
我们今天信徒有没有领受所应许的圣灵？
And so today, have we received the promised Holy Spirit?
我们是听得出来，看得出来呀。
We can hear and see it.
因为舌头要卷舌就跳动，好像火焰一样。
Because the tongue will jump like it is on fire.
说称赞神为大。
And they magnify God.
这叫灵力量在称赞神，叫念哈利路亚赞美主。
That they are in spirit magnifying God, and they are saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
啊，那应许圣灵呢，是跟得救有关系。
And then the promise of the Holy Spirit has something to do with salvation.
啊，请看以弗所书。
Look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1,
13节。
Verse 13.
以弗所书第一章的十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了。我们请注意这一段哈，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Verse 13, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以主耶稣升天以后，
so after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven,
我们领受圣灵要称为应许的圣灵，
and we receive the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit.
这是全部的名称啊，
and this is the full name.
全部名称叫应许的圣灵。
The full name is the promised Holy Spirit.
啊，每一个人要得救的人都必须要领受所应许的圣灵。
And everyone who wants to receive salvation must receive this promised Holy Spirit.
十四节，
verse 14.
说这圣灵，也就指着这，就指着前面所说应许的圣灵。
And so it says who, and it is talking about the Holy Spirit.
是我们得基业的凭据。
Is the guarantee of our inheritance.
它是要做一个凭据，证明啊。
It is to be a guarantee.
所以应许的圣灵啊。
So the promised Holy Spirit.
跟得救有关系。
Is related to our salvation.
那怎么样知道有没有领受圣应许的圣灵？
And so how do we know if we have received the Holy Spirit?
以说方言为凭据。
It is through the evidence of the speaking in tongues.
那么呢，这个小的结论啊。
So we make a small conclusion.
应许圣灵是跟得救有关系。
That the promised Holy Spirit has to do with our salvation.
那个判断我们得到所应许的圣灵，就是以说方言为凭据。
And in order to determine whether we have received the Holy Spirit, it is by the evidence of speaking in tongues.
好，那今天假如是有些朋友说我有圣灵。
And so today, if some friends say that they have received the Holy Spirit,
我们以前已经讲过哈。神的灵就是圣灵啊。
And we have spoken said before that God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
说神的灵在他里头，我们不能够反对，我们不能够反对神啊。
And so we cannot say that God is not in them at all.
神要在他的里头给他一个良心，给他一个良心很明亮。
If God's Spirit is with them and He gives them a good conscience,
能够判断是非。
So that they know what is right and wrong.
让他不会去做坏事情。
So that they don't do bad things.
让他有个好行为。
So that they can have good actions.
我们都不反对。
We do not go against these.
但是他没有领受所应许的圣灵。记住啊，应许的圣灵。
But they have not yet received this promised Holy Spirit. Remember this promised Holy Spirit.
所以有人说我有圣灵。
And so some people say they have the Holy Spirit.
不用辩论。
We do not have to argue with and debate with them.
我们很清楚的知道他有没有领受所应许的圣灵。
We know very clearly whether or not they have received the promised Holy Spirit.
跪下祷告。
We kneel down and pray.
假如他也是跟我们一样讲灵言说方言。
If they speak in tongues just like us.
好像当时的彼得在判断哥尼流的那一家人啊，有没有领受圣灵，因为他们说方言。
Just like how Peter decided whether or not Cornelius's family had received the Holy Spirit.
只要他说方言。
Because they spoke in tongues. So if they speak in tongues.
那他就领受所应许的圣灵。
Then they have received this promised Holy Spirit.
那假如有人说我有圣灵。
And so if somebody says that I have the Holy Spirit.
能不能得救？
Can I be saved?
不能得救。
You cannot be saved.
因为神在新约时代已经赏下心灵啊，请注意，赏赐下心灵。
Because in the New Testament, God has given a new spirit.
新的灵也就是应许的圣灵。
And this new spirit is this promised Holy Spirit.
这个应许的圣灵是跟得救有关系。
So this promised Holy Spirit has to do with our salvation.
请注意啊，我再读一次，应许的圣灵。
Please remember, I will read it again.
这个应许的圣灵就在旧约时代已经说过了。
And this promised Holy Spirit was spoken about in the Old Testament.
到了主耶稣升天以后，
when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven,
五旬节的那一天，
on the day of Pentecost,
才成就。
Then it was fulfilled.
所以有人说圣灵没关系。
And so some people talk about the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter.
但是呢，他没有连说说 应许的圣灵。
But have they received the promised Holy Spirit?
以说方言为凭据。
And the evidence is speaking in tongues.
没有领受所应许的圣灵。
If they have not yet received this promised Holy Spirit.
按照圣经说啊，他说没有证明，没有凭据说能够进天国。
According to the Bible, they do not have this guarantee of entering the heavenly kingdom.
这是我们必须要了解的。
This is what we must understand.
所以我们要说清楚啊，是应许的圣灵。
And so we must say very clearly that this is the promised Holy Spirit.
因为经常我们是简称啊，我要圣灵。
Because we oftentimes will say a shorter version, we'll just say that I have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们都知道，圣灵就是指着哈，我们要。没有说明的话，大家都知道是指的应许的圣灵。
Because if I do not identify it, then we all know that I'm talking about the promised Holy Spirit.
但是当我们在解释的时候，当在跟外教会的朋友在解释的时候，就忘记说，哎，应许的圣灵。
But when we are discussing with our friends from other churches, then we often forget to say that it is the promised Holy Spirit.
那使徒们得到所应许的圣灵以后
，And so after we have received this promised Holy Spirit,
然后教会就开展出来。
And then the Holy Spirit was able to expand.
我们看当时他们主耶稣升天以后，告诉他们呢。
We see that after Jesus, before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he told them.
啊，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要在那里等候。
He said, "Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait there."
可是主耶稣也是告诉他们说，你们出去啊，出去往普天下传福音啊，使万民做我的门徒。
But then God told them that they must go out and preach to the ends of the earth and make disciples of all nations.
他们当时啊没有很急着就马上出去。
And originally they were not very urgently going out.
他们还是在耶路撒冷等候，直到领受所应许的圣灵以后。他们才出去传福音。
They stayed in Jerusalem, waiting for the promised Holy Spirit before they left.
啊，出去建立教会。
And then they left to establish churches.
所以可见领受所应许圣灵跟建立教会是很有关系的。
And so apparently the promised Holy Spirit and establishment of churches are very closely related.
所以我们教会应该是鼓励所有的朋友啊，祷告领求圣灵，领受所应许圣灵。
And so our church needs to pray so that everyone can receive this promised Holy Spirit.
因为跟建立教会很有关系。
Because it is very closely related to
跟得救有关系。
It is closely related. It is related to our salvation.
所以我们不应该退缩。
And so we should not go and say.
啊，当时初代的信徒们。
We should not say that those originally who believed.
使徒们一个一个消失的，离开世间的。
That slowly the apostles they left the earth.
他们就是怕。那个恶势力怕异端的威胁呀、
啊、，And then they were
怕异端的威胁
，And we were afraid of the infiltration of the heresies.
他们就不再重视灵言祷告
，Then they no longer looked heavily upon the speaking in tongues.
真理啊慢慢失去
，And then it slowly departed.
圣灵慢慢离开
，The Holy Spirit slowly departed.
所以我们今天呢要站立得住
，So today we must stand firm.
我们不但不要害怕说用灵言祷告。
And let us not be afraid of speaking in tongues.
反而要鼓励用灵言祷告。
But we must emphasize speaking in tongues.
领受父所应许的圣灵。
And so that we can receive this promised Holy Spirit.
让他们能够得到这个好处。
So that they can receive these benefits.
让我们能够建立教会。
So that we can establish churches.
啊，建立教会不只是受洗而已呀。
An establishment of churches is not just baptism.
但是好，但是还要领受父所应许的圣灵。
But then we must receive this promised Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵要带领我们明白真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will lead us in the truth.
圣灵要安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit will comfort us.
圣灵要指引我们的道路。
The Holy Spirit will guide our ways.
圣灵要赏赐给我们智慧。
The Holy Spirit will give us wisdom.
圣灵要给我们能力。
The Holy Spirit wants to give us strength.
啊，有位信徒啊，从香港啊到澳洲去看他的儿子。
And there was a member who went from Hong Kong to Australia to visit his son.
他去他的儿子开餐馆。
And his son opened a restaurant.
他去那里吃饭呢。
He went there to go eat.
中午的时候
，and so during lunchtime，
他儿子的餐馆呢着火了。
There was a fire at his son's restaurant.
厨房着火。
The kitchen caught on fire.
大家都很紧张。
Everyone was very afraid.
他们就到隔壁哈去借那个喷水器来喷。
And so they wanted to go next door to borrow a hose.
啊，喷不掉啊，火灭不掉。
But they couldn't put out the fire.
再到另外的隔壁借。
So they went over to the next place to also borrow a fire extinguisher.
他们总共用了六支的灭火器。
And so they used six fire extinguishers.
灭不了火。
But they couldn't put out the fire.
啊，都要这个信徒啊想起来。
And so lastly, this member started thinking.
对啊，祷告啊。
Should pray.
圣灵赏赐给我们能力。
The Holy Spirit gives us strength.
然后说，他就奉主耶稣的名啊，命令火灭掉。
And so, in the name of Jesus Christ, he commanded the fire to cease.
结果真的火就熄灭了。
And then the fire went out.
所以圣灵是很重要。
And so the Holy Spirit is very important.
不但要建立教会。
Not only to establish the church.
要让我们成为一个美好的见证。
But so that we can become a good testimony.
因为使徒行传里面告诉我们。
Because in the book of Acts it tells us.
我们领受父所应许的圣灵以后。
After we have received the promised Holy Spirit.
就会得着能力。
And we will receive power.
成为主的见证。
And to become a witness for Jesus Christ. So after we have received the Holy Spirit, then our hearts can be renewed. And then our hearts can become better and better. And they have more and more patience. More and more gentle and more and more thinking about others.
因为神的灵心灵啊，在我们里头就要相争哦，在相争。以前是啊，不永远相争，现在是经常在相争啊，良心责备我们。
And because when God's Spirit is within us, then it will continue to rebuke us as our conscience.
人不是完全的。
And man is not perfect.
但是我们可以改进。
But we can change.
一天一天的进步。
We can get better one day at a day.
进步到我们最后的那一口气。
And so until our last breath.
我们领受父所应许的圣灵。
That we receive the Holy Spirit from God, the promised Holy Spirit.
And
when we go to heaven, we will
have
hope. And we don't have any problems. We can very easily come to see God.
可惜这个圣灵啊，现在在基督教界里头已经消失了。
And very pitiably that this spirit, the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit, has disappeared from mainstream churches.
我们真耶稣教会是唯一的领受父所应许的一个整体，一个团体。
The Holy Spirit is the True Jesus Church has become. One body through the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，您怎么知道我们其他的地方没有圣灵啊？
And so how do you know that our other locations have the Holy Spirit?
我们不反对。
We do not reject.
有的话是零星的，零星的，一个一个，是一个一个，不是整体的。
And then, it is individual.
是个别的，对，是个别的。
It is individual if others have the Holy Spirit.
我们教会是整批的团体的团体性的。
But our church, it is the entire church has the Holy Spirit.
所以真耶稣教会是唯一的总代理商啊，总代理，应许圣灵的总代理啊。
And so,
这 solo 叫什么？这 distributor.
And so the True Jesus Church is the sole distributor of the Holy Spirit.
其他地方没有买不到的。
And you cannot buy it anywhere else.
只有本店有了。
And it is only from the manufacturer.
我们是整体承受这个应许的。
And so we have undertaken this promise.
这个很重要。
Of the Holy Spirit together. This is very important.
所以其他的可能有，但是一两个我们不否定。
And so perhaps there are one or two people who have the Holy Spirit outside.
主，我们真耶稣教会是整批承受，像使徒时代一样承受神的应许。
But the True Jesus Church is like that of the apostolic times, where we come together as one body.
我们今天重新拾回珍宝。
And so today we have come to find this lost treasure.
失去没关系。
If we lose it, it's okay.
可以再找回来。
We can find it again.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
所以我们今天是整批的。
And so we are all one.
就好像主耶稣告诉他的门徒，不要离开耶路撒冷。
Just like Jesus told his disciples, do not depart from Jerusalem.
因为将来你们要成为一个整批承受神的应许的。
Because you will become one group who will come and partake of God's promise together. This true church.
所以凡是整批承受应许的，借着圣灵应许圣灵所建立的教会，就是真教会。
And so the true churches that have been established by the Holy Spirit is the one true church.
就跟使徒时代一样。
It will be like the church in apostolic times.
整批的。
It is one group.
所以我们要了解圣灵的道理。
And so we must understand the truth about the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够说得明白，讲得清楚啊。
Then we can say it clearly.
我再做一个总结。
So I'll make a conclusion.
我们要领受父所应许的圣灵。
We must receive this promised Holy Spirit.
第二个啊。
Second.
父所应许的圣灵跟得救有关系。
The promise of the Holy Spirit has to do with salvation.
有的人说我有圣灵充满。
People say that I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
没关系，不用去跟他辩论。
We don't need to go and debate with them.
我们问他，你有没有领受父所应许的圣灵？
We ask them, have you received the promised Holy Spirit?
他可能听不懂啊。
Perhaps they don't understand.
他可能说有。
Perhaps they'll say yes.
没关系。第二步。
This doesn't matter. We just the next step.
你有没有说方言呢？
Do you speak in tongues?
要跟我一样啊。
The same as I do.
好像彼得说跟我一样，跟我们一样。
Peter said that it is the same as us.
不是跟你一样，是跟我们一样。
It's not the same as you. It's the same as me.
因为我们是承受应许的。
Because we have received the promise.
假如没有的话，他就没有领受父所应许的圣灵。
If it is not, then they have not yet received the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们在今天真教会里头，我们要强调父所应许的圣灵。
And so today we must emphasize the promised Holy Spirit.
再唱诗。
Let us sing him.
247说。
247.